People of God, what dost thou believe concerning the Holy Catholic Church, that out of the whole human race, from the beginning to the end of the world, the Son of God, by His Spirit and Word, gathers, defends, and preserves for Himself unto everlasting life a chosen communion in the unity of the true faith, and that I am and forever shall remain a living member of the same. 55. What dost thou understand by the communion of saints? First, that believers, one and all, as members of the Lord Jesus Christ, are partakers with Him in all His treasures and gifts. Secondly, that each one must feel himself bound to use his gifts readily and cheerfully for the advantage and welfare of other members. And finally, what dost thou believe concerning the forgiveness of sins? That God, for the sake of Christ's satisfaction, will no more remember my sins, nor the sinful nature with which I have to struggle all my life long, but graciously imputes to me the righteousness of Christ, that I may nevermore come into condemnation. Amen. So no matter what happens in the world, the Lord Jesus Christ never abandons His church. And especially through difficult times, the Lord continues to build His church, as we learn from question and answer 54, that the Lord Jesus Christ, by His Spirit and Word, gathers, defends, and preserves for Himself unto everlasting life a chosen communion in the unity of the true faith. This is very true, that the Lord Jesus Christ is building His church. He is defending us, and He will preserve us to the end of the world.